Necessity is the mother of invention. When the Civil War began, it was relatively easy to sink wooden ships, so both sides immediately began beefing up the exteriors of their hulls. What resulted was a famous type of ship that was only on the naval scene but for a few short years. It's today's feature on the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Kent Collier shares the story of the Tennessee River Museum, which sits on the banks of the Tennessee River in Savannah, Tennessee. Waterways such as this were important highways during the Civil War.
The best way to invade the South was to use the rivers. If you look at the Mississippi and the Tennessee and the Cumberland, you can pretty well cut the Confederacy into small pieces and deal with it piecemeal by doing that.
Soon a new type of ship was built to travel these rivers during the war.
The federal government, in a remarkably short period of time, created these very specialized vessels. And we refer to them all as gunboats. Generally speaking, they're ironclad vessels that could resist cannon fire from the shore.
Gunboats could wage battle, but one important purpose was protecting large numbers of other ships.
The Federal Army that came to Shiloh was led by these ironclad gunboats, but there were probably 100 transports behind it that were carrying troops and their supplies and their wagons and all the accoutrements that you have to feed and operate an army.
The first gunboats were constructed of heavy oak timbers, but the hull was soon beefed up to withstand most weapons.
But almost immediately they came up with these ironclads that had iron on the exterior and oak behind that, and they were very durable and very tough and very hard to deal with. In fact, about the only way you could sink one was with a mine.
The gunboats had an important but brief time in U.S. military history.
These are one-of-a-kind vessels, never built before or after the war, and unfortunately they were all scrapped after the war, and they're lost to history.
But part of their history is retold here, on the banks of the river they once sailed. Traveling the countryside in Savannah, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCrae.